What is going on, online fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. This is the number one show for online fitness coaches. And in today's episode, we're going to be covering the 7 limiting beliefs that are holding you back and keeping you stuck at your 9-to-5. All right. You know, I've worked with over 6,000 online fitness coaches in my career. We've helped 300 plus coaches hit $10,000 a month, 14 coaches over $100,000 a month. And I know that every business coach says that, but we actually have the fucking receipts to prove it. Now, in today's podcast, I'm really going to break down with you guys what the limiting beliefs are that are keeping you stuck at your 9-to-5. And I'm going to hopefully shatter some of these beliefs in today's episode so that you can really understand that the opportunity to go online has never been better than it is right now. I know coaches that are making $100,000 a month, $200,000 a month, $300,000 a month. I also know coaches with 500 social media followers that end up growing their social media to 30,000, making $30,000 a month. Like, these types of stories are, they're not rare. They're happening consistently. So if you truly get out of your own way and start going all in, like, your success is inevitable. So let's have a conversation about some limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck at your 9-to-5. And first, let's address, what is a limiting belief? Okay. So a belief is something that we hold to be true, right? It's a thought that we think that we believe is true. Like, a belief is something that we hold to be true. And so a limiting belief is something that we hold to be true that holds us back. It limits us. Does that make sense? So belief is something we hold to be true. A limiting belief is something that holds us back because we believe it's true. Now, let's get into the 7 limiting beliefs that are holding you back from going all into your online coaching business. Limiting belief number 1, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. Really, what I think that I don't know where to start, where this comes from, is information overload. There is a lot of information online. And because there's a lot of information online, most online coaches have the limiting belief that they don't know where to start. And that affects them for longer than a day. Like, guys, if you go on Instagram, go on Google, go on YouTube for an hour, you will find at least one video that will teach you where to start with your online coaching business. At least one. That should take you one day to solve. Any longer than one day to solve, it's an excuse for not taking any action. So I don't know where to start is a belief, is like a, something that you hold to be true that is holding you back from success, because it would take you one day. One actual day of going on YouTube, searching in how to start an online fitness business, or watching any of my podcasts or consuming my content for an hour, you would get enough information to take action on. So that's limiting belief number 1, is I don't know where to start. It takes one day to solve that fucking problem, okay? If you've been saying that for more longer than one day, you got a bigger issue, and it has nothing to do with I don't know where to start. Number 2, the market is saturated. This is a great quote that I heard recently, and I wish I remembered where I heard it from, but it's beautiful. It said, the fact that there's competition in the market validates that there's a market in the first place. Does that make sense? So the fact that there's other people in the market that are currently coaching people, delivering an amazing service, making money online, like the fact that I've got a client named Clayton Snyder making $20,000 to $30,000 per month validates the fact that online coaching is indeed a successful venture. And sure, there's a lot of online coaches that put, like, I'm an online coach in their bio, but that doesn't mean they have any conception or any idea of what it actually takes to build a successful fitness business to $10,000 a month, right? The truth is, the market is saturated with online coaches that are posting booty workouts, arm workouts, and day in the life nutrition videos that end up blending in with the sea of nobodies. When it comes to, like, online coaches that actually know how to market themselves properly, deliver an amazing service, attract clients on demand, book phone calls with interested clients, and then convert them into their high ticket offer, like, the market hasn't even been touched with coaches that have the skill set to actually do these things. So that's why I'm a big believer, like, I'm a big proponent of, like, the fact that there's competition in the market validates that there's a market in the first place. So that's a good thing. And the market's only saturated with coaches that have no idea what they're talking about. When you actually learn how to market, sell, and deliver your program, instantly you will separate yourself from everybody else, which is why you see coaches that come into my program sign clients in their first 7 days. All right, limiting belief number 3 is I'm not qualified. This is one of those funny things where I remember an analogy that I used when I first started bartending. When I first started bartending, every place that I would apply, they would be like, sorry, we don't hire you unless you have experience. We don't hire you unless you have experience. And I remember thinking to myself, like, how am I supposed to get experience if none of these places will hire me? So the I'm not qualified thing, it's funny because we think that we're not qualified because we haven't worked with clients. But the only way to work with clients, like, the only way to get qualified is to work with clients. Like, listen, there's only one true way to get experience, okay? It's working with clients, period. You can read all the books in the world and nothing will give you the knowledge of how to work with clients rather than working with clients directly. This is the same thing with entrepreneurship. You know, people that go to school for business for 5 years versus somebody that runs a business for 5 years, the guy that runs a business for 5 years runs over the guy that went to school for 5 years every single time, no questions asked. Now, this isn't to say that there isn't a place for knowledge. In fact, if you're not certified, you can head over to our partners at Clean Health, and they're the best when it comes to getting educated in the space. But at the end of the day, you need a certification, and then you need to get started, period. End of story. Now, is there definitely room for improvement in your knowledge gaps as you progress in your coaching journey? 100%. Should you work with people that have like extreme health issues that you're not qualified to deal with? Definitely not. But if you're in shape, you're fit, you're healthy, you definitely have enough knowledge to help somebody that doesn't understand how you did what you did. And so the I'm not qualified argument is completely invalid. The truth is, the only way to get qualified is to start working with clients. So like, as soon as you realize that, go get a fucking client. Okay. I'm not qualified. Doesn't make sense. Get certified, then get started. Limiting belief number four. I'm not ready. This is the trap that 99.9999% of trainers fall into, thinking that they need to be ready in order to start and scale their online fitness coaching business. And that's simply not the case. None of us, including the successful, ever feel ready. We never feel ready. Like, I didn't feel ready when I was in Bali with no money in my bank account. I had $500. And all of a sudden, I needed to take action or I wasn't going to be able to feed myself on that trip. I wasn't ready, right? But I was forced into an uncomfortable situation. I didn't have any money. And if I didn't make money, I wasn't going to eat. So I was like, I better figure this out, right? So the fact that you think you need to get ready is why you're still stuck. You've been saying, I'm not ready for months, maybe even years. You want to know the best way to get ready is to take action, period. Action gets you ready because action gets experience. And from experience, we can learn. And then from that learning, we actually become ready. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business. And I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode.
The only way to get ready is to take action, period. So for those of you guys that are like, I'm not ready, I'm looking to get all my stuff set up, it's never gonna happen. You get ready by deciding to take action. Action gets you ready, period. So limiting belief number four is I'm not ready. Limiting belief number five is, let me know if any of these are you. I need to get my program or my app or my website set up first. I just got to get my program set up first. I need to get my logo first. I need to get my website set up first. This is basically the biggest excuse in the game to become a master procrastinator and not take any action, period. Like, when's the last time you went on your computer and you were like, I'm going to browse websites today? Tell me when you do that for fun, okay? It doesn't happen. But you browse social media every day, right? And so if you understand this, you need to set up your social media profile to be attractive to your ideal client, point blank, period. And in regards to like, I need to build my program, like build the program once you have the client, like once you actually get money in the bank, because once a client pays you money, you for damn sure are going to deliver an amazing service to that client. Otherwise, you wouldn't be even be listening to this podcast in the first place, right? I need to get my logo set up. I don't like look at a business's logo and I'm like, decide whether or not I'm going to do business with them. In fact, if you follow me on Instagram, and if you're not following me on Instagram, shame on you, okay? Go follow me at @TheRealBrianMark. A lot of you guys might not even know what my company logo looks like unless you work with Pizza Domination and we're fucking changing your life. Because it doesn't matter. You know what matters is the value that you provide to your audience, right? The value you provide to your audience. So number five is I need to get my program or my app or my logo or design, all that shit set up, okay? Number six, limiting belief number six. This one's a funny one. I need to grow my social media first. Ha! If that was the case, every influencer on the planet would be rich and we would all just focus on going viral. The reality of the situation is I've worked with clients that had over 500,000 Instagram followers that were working at a valet job making 2.5K per month. They had no online coaching clients because they thought the more that I grow on social media, the more money I'm going to make. So that's all they focused on is growing on social media. But guys, there's three different aspects to growing a coaching business. You need to attract clients, which this man was very good at. You need to convert clients, which this man sucked at. and then you need to deliver an amazing service, which again, he sucked at because he didn't have any clients. Okay. So like growing your social media is one of the three components that you need in order to scale. And if you only focus on one of the three components, man, you're not going to have a business. It's the same thing. Like a lot of you guys will focus on like just delivering to your clients. You're like, I just need to get my certifications and I need to get my PhD and I need to get all my stuff in order. You get all these like things, these pieces of paper that mean literally fucking nothing in the real world. And you're like, I can deliver such an amazing service to my clients. Why do I not have business? It's because you need to attract clients to your offer and you need to convert them. And you're not good at either one of those things. So attract, convert, deliver is the three things you need to focus on. And if like you're only focusing on growing your social media, you're not going to sign clients. I have people in my program right now that have less than 1,000 followers that are making $10,000 a month. It's funny. I'm doing this like series where I'm basically roasting shitty business coaches. So if you guys want to laugh, go to my newsfeed and look at some of the ones that I'm like, if your business coach told you to build a funnel, you're a dumbass. So there was one video that I posted and it was like talking about some of the client success that happens in the program. And like, it's pretty common for clients to join the program, join PT Domination and sign their first client in their first 7 days. Because we teach you how to take somebody from your organic social media that's already following, book a phone call with them so that they're interested in working with you and then converting them on the phone call and collecting $750 to $1,000. We have a really simple system for it. One of my clients, Nick, is literally watching this right now. And this like happened within like 48 hours of him working with us. And he was like, what the fuck? I worked with another business coach for 6 months and this never happened. Like, it's not that hard. Okay. And if you're just like, I need to grow a social media in order to sign clients, you don't. Because what you need to understand is like, if you post one video on your social media and that video, let's say it gets 1,000 views, that's 1,000 potential customers, right? And if that video is well-designed, well-crafted, and demonstrates your authority and your expertise, there's going to be 1 to 3 to 5, maybe even 10 people interested in working with you. That's the name of the game, okay? So you don't need a big social media following. Like if you have a social media following and you have an Instagram account and Facebook account, you should get started, okay? That's where you get started. Last limiting belief. This one's a funny one. The last one is, I don't have the money. I don't have the money, B. You know, I want to get started. I just don't have the money. Man, I'm going to attack this on a few different levels, okay? First things first, I want to relate with you because I remember what it felt like to not have a lot of money in the bank, and I totally get that. You know, living paycheck to paycheck, worried about my debit card getting declined at the grocery store, I completely understand that. Here's what I will say to you, though, is we on every cellular level attract what we are, okay? And so if you are the person that says, I don't have the money, I can't afford that, you know, this is too much, you're like that guy, right? I got bills to pay. If you're that guy or that girl, you got to understand that you're putting out that energy in the universe and guaranteed 100% of the time that always comes back to you. And so every single person that wants to work with you, guess what they're going to say? I don't have the money. I got to check with my husband. I got bills to pay. I got things to do. I got people to see. I got a cat to floss. Because on a cellular level, that's who you are. Now, I'm not taking away from the fact that there might be some of you guys listening to this podcast or live stream that have like a really, you're like, you might have struggled with money in the past. And acknowledging that is important, but living in it is detrimental. And so my advice to those people that are like, I don't have the money, it's like, how do I earn the capital? How do I get the resources? How do I get the money? So it's not about like, I don't have the money. I don't have the money to invest in a mentor. I don't have the money to invest in this stuff. I don't have the money to like take the time, blah, 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 blah. It's not about whether or not you have it. It's about how do you get resourceful to get it? And so for me, like I literally never allow myself to say the words, I don't have the money, because I know that as soon as I say that out of my fucking mouth, I'm literally attracting that on a cellular level and I refuse to be that guy. All right. So that's the first thing. The second thing I need to say, and this is really fucking important, is if you can't convince yourself to invest in your business, like you can't overcome your own objections to invest in your business, what makes you think you're going to be able to overcome anybody else's objections when it comes to money? Like, bro, you can't even convince yourself to invest in yourself. And then you're trying to convince other people to invest in you. Like, what makes you think that's going to happen? Like, you can't even like logically put it through your brain to tell yourself why it's important to invest in you. And then you're going to go out there and try to convince other people to invest in you when you're not even willing to invest in yourself. It's crazy when we actually think about it, right? So that's number two, is like, if you can't, like, you got to get your, sell yourself first, right? Like, really, like, you got to sell yourself first. That's super, super important. And I think for me, number three, like, if you had the money, you wouldn't need to invest. Like, no shit, you don't have the money, right? If you had the money, you wouldn't even need to invest. That's kind of the point. So I think that, like, for those of you guys that are listening to this, that are like, I don't have the money to get my business started, man, like, this is like truly a wake up call. Like, you ain't going to do business with anybody if that's your mentality. You're going to have a really hard time charging high ticket prices if you yourself, quote unquote, don't have the money. People will literally smell it on you. You'll smell of desperation. That's not the move. And so the move is to get resourceful. How do I get this cash? How do I get this money? Just a quick example. This is funny when I actually talk about this because I didn't know this was happening when it did happen. But obviously, you guys all know Cole Da Silva. Cole Da Silva is my business partner. If you don't know who he is, go check him out. Cole Lewis Da Silva on Instagram. And when Cole and I first started working together, I was his fitness mentor. Okay. And he hired me because he wanted to change his life with health and fitness. And he wanted to like quit his Percocet addiction, whatever. So I found out that he was an addict. And I remember being like, bro, if I find out that you're doing Percocets or drinking or whatever while you're working with me, you're fired and I'm keeping all your money. And so that for him was like, he really needed that level of accountability. A year after Cole and I worked together, he told me this story and I didn't know this. He's like, bro, I don't know if you knew this, but I couldn't afford to pay you the $300 a month that you were charging me. He's like, so what I did is I actually started selling like Xbox games. I sold my fucking Xbox. He's like, I was just selling random shit in my house because like I knew that I needed to change my fucking life. And I just wasn't willing to be like, I just wasn't willing to stay in the position that I was in. And so I did literally whatever the fuck it took to stay in the program. And I would never, ever, ever miss a payment. He's like, I just want you to know that now. He's like, because I don't know if you knew that, but like I couldn't afford to stay in the program, but I was literally selling my fucking Xbox to be there. And I was like, bro, now you guys understand why Cole's my business partner. I'm like, I fuck with that mentality. You know, I like that mentality. So like, guys, if you're listening to this right now and you don't have the money, it's not a question of like, first of all, stop fucking saying that. Okay. That's like fucking literally like cutting you off at the knees. Like zapping yourself of your creative power to be able to like find the resources and to do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do. So never, ever, ever say that out of your mouth and understand that every time you do say that out of your mouth, you say, I can't afford it. You're literally attracting clients, period. All right, guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you guys have the best of your entire life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today's podcast. If you did get value from today's podcast, I encourage you to subscribe. I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend who needs it. And if you're listening to this right now on the live, check out the Change Lives Make Money Online Trainer podcast on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. There's over 1,000 podcasts for online fitness coaches. Peace, love, protein. Have the best day ever. Talk to you guys in the next one. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.